Dr. Peebles, the news has been buzzing today about the situation between the leaders of North Korea and the U.S. The threat of nuclear war has been made. Are you able to give us an idea of how far this war of words will go? China has now stepped in and said they will back the country who is not the aggressor. What can you see from your position? Thank you as always.
Well, God bless you indeed. Now, of course, there are many forces operating in this. In many ways, this is more of a war of words. Yes, indeed. There are threats. There's posturing. There's a power struggle. There's bluster. There's, of course, a good deal of ego involvement as each side tries to say, I am bigger, stronger, more capable than you. So, indeed, we do not believe it will end up in a nuclear exchange. We do not believe that will be allowed. Now, each side knows the ramifications. Now, your current president, yes, President Trump, he does, yes, often just allow the words to come tumbling out before he even thinks, for the ego is much more in control of this one. They have that in common, you know. They actually get along quite well in another situation, for they're very similar indeed. But not on opposing sides of the chessboard. So this is a game that is being played out, and they are each indeed playing it out to their own benefit, trying to appear a certain way for others to see. Now, luckily for you and your country, there are calmer forces that will prevail, that will keep the situation from escalating much further. Now, it would be nice if indeed you could stuff a sock in his mouth and stop him from talking, but then you would also have to bind his hands to keep him from using his phone. Because indeed, he does not seem to have much self-control at all. But all is still playing out as it must. For many people are watching this exchange and saying, goodness gracious, what have we allowed here? Are we going to allow these two egomaniacs, these two monsters, to create a war in which thousands, millions of people could be injured or killed? So it is forcing a hand here with all of you kind folk, where you will stand up and say, no more of this nonsense, this must stop. So we do see other countries stepping in. Now China is in a precarious situation. They are kind of the middle piece here, torn between the two sides, their own economical interests, as well as, yes, their position on the board game. They are quite close to it all, and in many ways they could be blamed, but indeed they are standing their ground. It is a political game. It is indeed a blustering situation that is more words than we do believe will be action. For if anyone did indeed try a strike, a nuclear strike, it would be disastrous for that party. And the consequences would be quite grave. Now, we don't see it going quite that far at this point. Now, we are not saying it is impossible. For indeed, we are hoping indeed, and we are working with many other forces to calm this situation down. Your off-planet brothers and sisters are watching very carefully, for they will not allow a grand nuclear... They will not allow a large-scale nuclear attack to destroy this planet. That has already happened in this galaxy, and that will not be allowed. It will be neutralized. But there could be small-scale nuclear skirmishes. Of course, that is not helpful or beneficial at all. But this is creating a force that will stand up and say no more, that will pull together other countries and say, we are going to stop this nonsense once and for all. So, in many ways, the negative forces that are present on the planet, the higher intensity energies that are occurring, everyone, of course, is reacting differently to them. Many are indeed opening to the light, to the love, and growing tremendously, making great strides in their growth. And others, indeed, are not able to expand into this energy instead are grasping at the last straws of power, of ego, of control. So indeed, you are seeing the last throes of the old order, the darker forces on the planet. Some, yes, right here in your country, but there's no shortage around the world. But what will you kind people do? How will you make your voices known? How will you stand up for what is right? How will you stand up for the higher forces of love on the planet? And indeed, throw those out of government who are not indeed able to do the best for humanity, but instead do the best for themselves. They are not able to serve others as they proclaim, but instead they are serving selves. It is a game they are playing with very dangerous consequences, and it will never be for them, but for others. Who will stop them? That is what we hope all of you are asking yourselves, so that action will be taken not only of your governing forces, but of the people. You have power. We do remind you of that. We do hope that helps. God bless you indeed.